Hey, it's Aaron Keck jumping in again on the Live and Local today on Zoom as I'm still stuck at home, but excited because I'm joined on Zoom by a real special guest, one of our favorites here on Live and Local. He's got a new album that is due out real soon, and they're about to start dropping new singles from it. Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band have a new album due out in January. Next week, they're going to drop the lead single, which is Last Great Never Was. Most people are going to have to wait a few more days to hear it. But Charles Latham is with us tonight to give us a sneak preview of that song and a couple more, and talk about the video release show for that song, which is going to be Saturday, October 21st at Shadowbox Studio in Durham. Charles, thank you so much for being with us. How's it going?
Thank you. I'm so glad to be virtually with you. And yeah, I'm glad you're. Thanks for being here in the wires with me.
Absolutely. So let's hear a song. Do you want to open up with Last Great Never Was?
Yeah, let's do it. I think the listeners deserve a sneak peek of our new single. We produced it with Jason Merritt, who worked with Tiff Merritt and Chatham County Line, bunch of greats. He actually trained and worked with Dr. Dre, so I think you'll hear that influence on the track. But yeah, we got a new video that'll be accompanying it at the screening at Shadowbox, like you mentioned. And yeah, we're very proud of it. And there'll be some limited edition merch too, I should say. It's some Last Great Never Was very limited edition run. So if you want a special t-shirt, you got to come to the show.
Nice. Again, it's officially dropping next week, but you get the first listen right now. Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band, Last Great Never Was on 97.9 The Go.
We're all on heroin. There's a lot to medicate. Always said that he could win, but nobody would deal straight. It used to be a dive bar, turned into a class act. Could have been a big star. Up some real estate, trying to make a social climb. I'd like to get some good love, and I hear it's all around. I'll treat you with the kid glove. I'll let you put the top down. Tell me if you don't believe me, I'm the last great, never was.
Awesome. That is the debut of the latest single from Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band, Last Great Never Was, officially due out next week with the album due out in January. Charles Latham is with us tonight. We've got much more from him and a couple more new songs when we come back on Live and Local after this. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you tonight on Zoom today. So I'm not in the studio, but I'm joined by a special guest, Charles Latham of Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band, one of our favorites here on Live and Local. They have got a new album due out in January, starting to drop new singles from it. The first one, which you heard in our last segment, is going to be out next week. They got a special show coming up on Saturday, October 21st, 4:30 p.m. at Shadowbox Studio in Durham. Shadowboxstudio.org. For more on them, charleslatham.com for more on Charles and the band. Charles, thank you so much for being with us. How's it going?
So good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're really excited about this new record, and I can talk a little bit about the show. It's going to be more of an event. We're calling it a happening because it's going to be kind of a multi-layer experience. We're going to have DJ Craig Layabout kind of set the vibe, spinning some 45s, and then we're going to get everybody who wants to participate into Shadowbox for a sound bath with Jennifer Hansen of Ancient Song Therapy. It's something I've been to, and I just thought more people should experience it. It's kind of like it puts you into a kind of serene place, you know, kind of a good headspace. She'll lead that. We'll screen the video, and then we'll play a set. Then Craig will do some more DJing. We'll kind of just hang out. So it's going to be a party and a gathering and a celebration of the new release.
That sounds like a ton of fun. You got to explain more about a sound bath, because like in my head, I'm imagining like really soft mood lighting and ambient noise, but I have a feeling I'm not 100% right on
that. No, I think you're close. Yeah, there's okay. You know, those the singing bowls.
Right.
She gets those going. There's kind of it kind of depends. She kind of tailors it to the group, and there's some participation involved. And did I mention this is all entirely free? There's no cover to this show. Donations are gladly accepted, but we just want to give something to the Durham community to kind of celebrate what I think is a high watermark for me personally, at least my career, career best.
Oh wow, I'm super excited about it. So tell us about the album, how it came together, who's on it with you, what makes it your best.
Yeah, well, a few of the songs are re-recorded ones that I did during the pandemic. I did like a solo EP, and it was always with the intention of them being a demo for the band. So when we were able to get together again, we connected with Jason Merritt, who's a really great engineer. And we went up to a geodesic dome up in Burnsville, up in the mountains, with really great high ceilings. And we spent a couple weekends recording there. So it's going to be about 8 new songs, but we're going to start like Halloween Candy. We'll be dropping them over the next few months. And the second release will be Love Hurts (Parentheses) If You Do It Right. And we also have a video for that that we did at Shadowbox, which I'm very excited to share. But that's still, I still have to be a little secretive about it, because that's the next one. But it's an extra special video with some very special guest stars.
Nice.
Not to say that this video doesn't have some special guest stars as well. We have some local luminaries. Reese McHenry is in the Last Great Never Was video.
Love her.
Clark Blomquist and Kelly Reedy. And there's an appearance by Stevie Nicks, or Stevie Nicks alike. John Wilco. Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities in it. Slash makes an appearance. So
love it. What goes into making a video? Like I don't think I've ever talked to anyone about like the process. We've talked about like the process of making music, but never making videos. What's that like?
I didn't know. And I learned, luckily, Alex Manis at Shadowbox, he kind of guided me. You know, I at least knew that there was a Word document template for script writing. So I started with that, but he actually was able to make it a reality. He really guided the whole process, but I learned a lot. It takes a long time to make. I have a new respect for all filmmaking, really, because the amount of time it takes to make a 3 or 4 minute video then, you know, you extrapolate from that and I see why it takes so long to make a movie. You know, I'm not going to be so impatient anymore for new releases. I see why the time and effort it goes into. But yeah, it's been really, really interesting experience. You have to, you know, you have to kind of think about how the whole thing is going to look. Each scene is sort of shot, you know, short little scenes are shot separately and then strung together. And really, I mean, it's really all Alex's editing magic that kind of turned all my script idea into what it actually is. So, yeah.
Well, again, charleslatham.com is the website. Go there, find out more. Looking forward to these new songs coming out. And again, the album dropping in January. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
I think let's give everyone a sneak peek of the next single, Love Hurts, parentheses, If You Do It Right.
Love Hurts, If You Do It Right. Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band on 97 on the Hill.
I like the way you grab me by the collar. The way you made me scream and holler got me howling at the moon each and every night. But I'm not looking for a kind and gentle lover. I like the way you make me ask you for another. They say love hurts, well only if you do it right. Knee-high boots and a coal black pencil skirt and breath so sweet it'll make your teeth hurt. It's not the kind of love you own, it's the kind that you can lease. And honey, it's not a dime I wouldn't spend to be the other end of your leash. I like the way you against the wall. I like the way you make me come when you call. The neighbors must have thought we were having an awful fight. But I'm not looking for a kind and gentle lover. I like the way you make me ask you for another. They say love hurts, but only if you do it right. To the railroad tracks, and you left me for an hour. I didn't think that you were coming back, but it's the mean things you do to me that show me you really care. Whispering sweet nothings in my ear,
was Love Hurts, parentheses, If You Do It Right, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band, a brand new song making its debut on Live and Local tonight. Charles is here with us on Zoom at least, and we'll be back with him a little bit more conversation and one more song as Live and Local continues after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, not in the studio tonight, but on Zoom, joined by Charles Latham of Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. They've got a new album coming out in January, a big show coming up on Saturday, October 21st, a free show at Shadowbox Studio in Durham starting at 4:30. That's a video release party for their lead single, Last Great Never Was, which we previewed earlier this hour, but officially drops next week, Friday. Again, Charles, thank you so much for being with us. I'm loving this new stuff.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to share it.
You mentioned merch, and radio is not a visual medium, but I got to show that I did get dressed up for the part. I'm wearing your shirt today.
You look great in it. As Rod Stewart once sang, you wear it well.
Oh, thanks. So the band has a new member, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I should say the record I don't want to say the end of an era, but it was a transitional record because our main bassist who's been playing us for a long time, Billy Feather, moved to the West Coast. She took a job out in Washington, and she'll still be back and forth and stuff. But we are very lucky to have filling her spot Robert Sledge, who used to play in a band called Ben Folds Five. Some folks might have heard of that.
Might have heard of that, yeah.
Pretty legendary North Carolina band and band in general. And he's also adding some vocals too, which is kind of giving us a new Crosby, Stills, and Nash element. You know, we got a three-part harmony thing going on. So it's really something to, I encourage you to come check out the Borrowed Band 2.0.
And again, you got a show Saturday, the 21st, Shadowbox Studio in Durham, 4:30. That's a free show. Everyone's invited. Set from the band, sound bath, DJ. Going to be a lot of fun. And it's a video release party for Last Great Never Was. So celebrating the video as well as the song and the forthcoming album. I keep saying the album. Does it have a title yet?
It's I am still in my mind palace about the title. It hasn't come to me yet. I wait for a dream or a vision or, you know, some sort of Lady of the Lake to bring it to.
What other shows you got coming up?
We are playing tonight, Friday the 13th, in Charlotte at Common Market Oakwold. There's a couple locations in Charlotte. So if you're in the Charlotte area or know someone who is, tell them to come by. And then we're playing, as you have kindly mentioned, Saturday, October 21st at Shadowbox for our release. And then after that, we are playing November 2nd at Ruby's on Five Points in Durham. And that's it for now, folks, for 2023. So I suggest if you want to come and see us, you do it ASAP. And as you mentioned, yeah, I can visually describe the new merch because you're wearing our classic original black and white t-shirt. These are now going to be in a fall gold long sleeve tee. They say Last Great Never Was on the front, and on the back, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. We also have a short sleeve version in case you're hot, but it's in gray. So different color scheme. things are changing, you know. Times are changing.
Again, the show is Saturday, October 21st, 4:30 at Shadowbox in Durham. Shadowboxstudio.org is their website. That's a free show. Yeah. CharlesLatham.com for more on Charles and the band. The new album's due out in January. We've got new music from that album dropping as early as next week. So super excited about that. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
So this one is, I'm very excited to share it. It probably won't be one of our singles, but it's going to be on the album and probably album available only. I probably put those words in the wrong order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's called Someone Sayin', and it was on my EP as an acoustic song, but we have really reinvented it as a full band anthem. So I'd love to share that with the Chapelboro audience.
And more from Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. Here we go.
Who can lift up the biggest rock? Who can tend to the largest flock? Who finds the pair for every sock? I ain't saying. Who lost their nerve on the mountaintop? Who makes sure that the wheels don't stop? Who wants to disarm every cop? I ain't saying. saying. And who put the boom in the boom pop fizz? Who takes your toy and then says it's his? Who put their money where their mouth is? I ain't saying. Whose heart beats like the big bass drum? Who's loved by all and feared by some? Who put the flavor in my chewing gum? I ain't saying. Takes a lot without giving much. Who holds your heart in an icy clutch? You ain't saying. Whose boot is stepping on your neck? Who do you tell lies to protect? Who has your love but not your respect? You ain't saying. Couldn't sing. Who washed the blood from your wedding ring? Who had the ties and made these kings? No one saying. Who reads your palms and your tarot cards? Who pours your drinks and mows your yard? Who makes too little but works too hard? Someone saying. Amplifies the tiny sound. Who's gonna tear the big house down? We're all waiting.
Album is due out in January. The show is going to be Saturday, October 21st, 4:30 p.m. Shadowbox Studio in Durham. That's a free show. Everyone's invited. It's going to be fantastic. It's Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. Charles, thank you as always so much for being with us. You are one of our favorites here on Live and Local.
Well, thank you, Aaron. It's mutual, and we really appreciate the support.